Your mom didn't have to teach you how to sin either.
你妈妈也不必要教你怎样犯罪。
It was standard operating equipment.
这是一个标准的操作。We
know how to do it.
我们都知道怎么做。We're
born in sin.
我们生在罪恶之中。
The psalmist says,
诗篇中说,
that we go forth from the womb speaking lies.
我们生来就打倒。
David also rose, in sin my mother conceived me.
大卫也写道，我在罪恶之中，我妈把我怀胎。We're
sinners from birth.
我们生来就是犯罪。And
our sins, excuse me, I'm sorry. And our sins have separated us from God.
我们的罪使我们和神分离。We
deserve God's wrath.
我们 应当得到神的恼怒。The
only way we can get to heaven is by ourselves.
我们唯一一个凭自己进入天堂的方式是
is if we were perfect.
如果我们是完美的。
If we never sinned.
如果我们从来没有犯罪。
But all of us sin.
但是我们每一个人都犯罪。
And therefore it's impossible for us to get to heaven by ourselves.
所以我们凭自己是不可能进入天堂的。God
had to provide a way.
神必须提供给我们一个方式。God
sent his son to be the savior of the world.
神派他的儿子来做我们世界的拯救者。The
Lord Jesus lived a perfect life.
主耶稣基督过了一个完美无罪的生活。He
never sinned.
他从来没有犯罪。
Whenever his parents corrected him, they were wrong.
每一次当他的家长、他的父母来纠正他的时候，实际上是他们错。We
don't know but one incident from his birth, from his youth.
我们不知道，但是有在他年幼的时候有一件事情。When
they kind of corrected him.
当他们在某种程度上好像是在盯着他。
When he was left behind in the temple.
就是他留在圣殿中。And
he was busy doing his father's will.
他在专注做他遵行他的父亲的旨意。He
always did the father's will.
他总是行天父的旨意。
And when he was put to death,
当他被杀的时候,
it was the greatest injustice in human history.
是人类历史中最大的一个不公正。
He did not stay in the tomb,
他没有待在坟墓之中,
but rose again from the dead.
但是从死亡中复活了。
And he offers eternal life,
并且他给我们永生。
To any who will repent of their sins and believe in him.
去给那些每一个认罪悔改并相信他的人。
People who do that are called Christians.
每一个如此行的人就叫做基督徒。
You're not a Christian because you believe in God.
你并不是因为你信神你是基督徒。
You're not a Christian because you're a good person.
你也并不是因为你是个好人，所以你是基督徒。You
are a Christian if you have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
如果你相信耶稣基督是你的主，是你的救主的话，你就是一个基督徒。It
has to be personal.
这必须是你个人的信仰。My
children are not going to heaven because my wife and I are saved.
我的孩子并不会去天堂，是因并不会因为我和我太太信主而去天堂。God
has no grandchildren.
神没有第二代的孩子。He
just has children.
他只有孩子。It's
a direct relationship.
是一个直接的关系。So
the rules of communication we're going to talk about.
所以今天我们主要讲的关于交通的原则是。
Are for Christians.
是关于基督徒的。
委婉地说，我的声音很大。
In the book of James,
在雅各书
chapter 3,
第三章
we are warned about the tongue.
我们被警告关于我们的小声说话。
James chapter 3,
雅各书第三章。
And he says in that chapter that if you don't sin with your tongue, you are perfect.
在这章中他说到若有人在言语上没有过失他就是完全人
But none of us are perfect.
但是我们没有一个人是完全的
We all sin with our tongues.
我们每一个人都在言语上犯罪
The four rules of communication
交通的四原则
are taken from verses 25 to 32 of Ephesians 4
是从以弗所书第四章第二十五节到第三十二节讲到。
I believe there are more than four rules of communication in the Bible.
我相信在圣经中告诉我们的原则，关于交通原则，不止只是这四个。
But there are four important ones in this text.
但在这段经文中讲到了四项重要的原则。
And while you may be a Christian,
也许你是一个基督徒。
And you've been forgiven of all your sin,
你的一切的罪都给赦免了。
You have not achieved sinlessness in this life.
你在今生中还没有达到完美无罪的状态。
And you never will.
你也永远不会。
This side of heaven.
你在天堂这一边的时候是不可能做到这一点。
We're part spiritual and part fleshly.
我们是一部分是属灵的，但是我们也有肉身。
We never achieve sinless perfection in this life.
我们在今生中完不可能完成的，就是完全无罪。
I wish it were possible.
我希望是可能的。
To not disappoint God again.
我希望我能够不再让神失望。
But we all disappoint God.
但是我们都让神失望。
We all sin.
我们都犯罪。
And we all sin with what we say.
我们也都在我们所说的言语上犯罪。
With how we speak.
就在我们用我们的口说，包括我们说话的方式。
And one of the ways we sin in our speech.
在我们言语中的犯罪的一个方式就是。
Is lies.
说谎。
The first rule of communication is be honest.
所以说第一条关于交流交通的原则就是。
Be honest. There's three parts to this point.
这点可以有三个方面。
The first one, letter A, is speak.
第一条就是讲，就是说。
And then number one underneath that, this is a command.
大家都知道，这是一个命令。
You speak.
你说。
God commands us to be honest.
神命令我们要讲真话。
Verse 25,
在第二十五节。
Therefore, each one of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
第二十五节说到，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。
Number two, people cannot read our minds.
第二条，别人不知道我们想什么。
How many of you men have tried to read your wife's mind?
你们多少人能想知道你太太的脑子里想什么呢？
How many of you are always right?
你们多少人能想对了呢？
No. Me neither. I should have my hand down too.
我应该高点说话来，我也是。
I can think I know exactly what she's thinking.
我有时候我想，我真是知道，我完全的知道她在想什么。
Occasionally, I'm right.
很偶尔，我会对。
Usually, I'm wrong.
大多数情况下我错。
People cannot read our minds.
人们不知道我们脑子里在想。
We have to be honest.
我们必须诚实。
Number three, clamming it up is out for the Christian. Number three, clamming it up.
第三条，闭口不讲，
Now, I don't know how that expression goes over in the band they're clamming up. Kind of like a clam.
Yeah.
A clam? Yeah. The silent treatment. When you...
Yeah.
Some people, when they get angry, get very, very...
当有人愤怒的时候，他会很安静。
I don't know if there's this expression in Chinese, but we call it giving them a cold shoulder.
我不知道中文有没有这样说法，我们把一个冷肩膀给人。
You just shut down the communication.
也就是说，不再交流，不再说话。
A married couple that has stopped communicating, their marriage is in trouble.
如果一对结婚的夫妻之间，他们如果不再交流的话，那他们的婚姻一定是有问题。
I don't know where all the marriages are in this room.
我不知道大家的状态如何。
I don't know how good or how bad of a marriage you have.
我不知道你的婚姻有多好或者有多糟。
But you have got to work on your communication if you're going to have a godly marriage.
但是你要想要一个敬虔的婚姻生活的话，你必须在你的交流上下功夫。And
this means you have to be honest.
这也就是说，你必须诚实，讲真话。Letter
B is speak truth.
第二条就是讲真话。Speak
truth.
讲真理。
Speaking the truth in Ephesians 4:15 is a verb form that involves continuous action.
在以弗所书第4章15节讲到讲真理这句话，其实是一个关于是一个连续的动作的动词。
The verse on the screen is in the New American Standard Bible.
荧光屏上的这句话是取自新美国标准。
And it says, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even in Christ.
在中文普通版本是这样翻译的：唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Honesty is more than not lying.
诚实不仅仅只是不撒谎。
It can also be referring to giving everyone all of the information.
它也可能关于是关于给一个人所有的信息。
If we withhold certain facts,
如果我们保留一些事实不讲的话,
we can be dishonest.
我们就是不诚实。
Even though we might not have said a lot. If it's like the man who is standing with a dog beside him. And another man walks up and asks, does your dog bite?
另外一个人走上来说,
and the first man says, no, my dog doesn't bite.
然后第一个人就说,
So the other man goes to pet the dog and he bites it. And the second guy said, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite.
所以第二个说我，你刚才不是说你的狗咬人吗？
And the first man says, That's not my dog.
第一个人就说，然后接着说，这不是我的狗。
Did he tell a lie?
他有没有撒谎呢？
No.
他没有撒谎。
But he wasn't completely honest.
但他并不是完全诚实。
Honesty is more than not lying.
所以说诚实，说真话，并不仅仅是不撒谎。
It means giving all the information another person needs to have.
意思是说，把你所知道的要全盘托出，把你所需要的要全盘托出。
Letter C, speak truth lovingly.
第三条就是说用爱心说诚实话。
Look at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4.
大家，我们一起来看一下《以弗所书》第四章第十五节。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首。
Truthing in love, or speaking the truth in love. Speak truth lovingly.
用爱心说诚实话。
And this is letter C.
这是第三。
Number one, under letter C, you can be brutal with the truth.
首先在第三条文中的前点，就是说你可能是很讲很残酷的真理。
Proverbs 29:11 says, A fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back.
在箴言29:11中说到，愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气吞声。
While we are to be honest,
当然我们要诚实。
We should not be harsh or mean with the truth.
我们不能够太。刻薄，或者是对人太严酷。
Be careful how you tell someone the truth.
小心，小心你跟别人讲真理的方式。
Be gracious with your speech.
在你的言语中要充满恩典。
We can tell others the truth without hurting them.
我们可以采用不让别人受伤的方式来跟别人讲真理。
Unless the truth itself is just inherently hard to hear.
除非真理本身是他原本的就是要讲的很厉害。
And sometimes that's true.
有的时候是这样。
Sometimes it's you have to tell someone something that's just hard to hear.
有的时候你确实要跟别人讲，他们很不愿意听。
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how we communicate something to someone else.
我现在不是在讲回应，我现在是在讲跟别人怎样交流。
Speak the truth in love.
用爱心说真理。
If my wife cooks a dish that I don't like,
如果我太太做了一个我不喜欢的。
And she asks me a question.
然后她问我一个问题。
How was it?
怎么样？
And I really didn't like it.
我真的很不喜欢。
What do I say?
那我说什么？
This is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
吃了的最好的一顿饭。
That would be a.
就是一个怎么样？
Now, I can say to her, this was awful. I can get up from the table and go spit it out. Or I can say something in between those two answers. You know, honey, this is not my favorite.Gracious speech. If one of your children are doing a task that's new to them,
如果你的孩子做一个执行一项新的任务的话
，For example,
比如
my 13-year-old daughter, her name is Lauren.
我的十三岁的女儿
I have four daughters.
我有四个女儿，啊，四个女儿。
Stephanie, Sarah, Emily, Lauren.
Stephanie,
Sarah,
Emily,
Lauren. Lauren this summer has taken a new job.
Lauren 在这个夏天的时候有一个新工作。
Now she's only 13.
她只有十三岁。
So her job is to mow our lawn.
她的工作就是除了我们的扫地。
And she's pretty excited about that job.
她很激动，她很高兴做这个工作。
Because she gets $20.
因为她能够得到20块钱。
Every time she does it.
每一次她做扫地，给你20块钱。
She feels rich.
她感觉到很富裕。
The first couple of times she mowed the lawn.
在她前几次割草的时候。
It didn't look so good. It did not look so
good. 哦，看起来割的不怎么样。
There were these whole strips that were missed.
有些条都没有看到。
So I got to teach her another lesson.
所以说我就得教她另外一个功课。
It's called you don't get paid till the job is done.
在你没把工作完全做完之前，你得不到你的工资。
So we walked around the yard.
所以说我们绕着这个草地走。
And I showed her the spots that she missed.
我就把他所没有做到的这些点都指给他。
And I told her, you mow those spots and you'll get paid.
我告诉他说，你把这些都割了，干净了，你就得到你的工资。
Now I could have said to her, you did a terrible job.
我也跟他说，你做的真糟糕。
Or I could say, I'm never letting you mow the lawn again.
或者我跟你说，我再也不让你割草了。
That's not speaking the truth in love.
那样不是用爱心说。
I needed to communicate the truth to her.
我要把真实的状况跟她讲。
That's what I'm talking about here about speak truth loving.
这就是我今天都要讲的。
Be honest.
首先要诚实。
Speak. Speak truth. Speak truth lovingly.
诚实，讲讲真理，用爱心来讲真理。
Don't be harsh with your speech.
不要在你的言语上。过于严酷。
Speak truth, speak truth lovingly.
说真实，用爱心说。
You must solve problems.
你要解决问题。
Speak words that are solution oriented.
说那些关于。解决问题的原因。
They don't just focus on the problem.
不要只是关注于问题。
They also focus on the solution.
而是关注于怎么样把它解决。
The first rule of communication is be honest.
第一条原则是要诚实。
Can you say that out loud?
请大家一起大声讲。
Be honest.
诚实。
Or
或者
in Chinese.So we'll do English, then Chinese. All right, we're going to go be honest here, and then we'll do the Chinese.
对，我们先讲英文，然后再用中文翻译再讲一遍，大家一起来讲。
The first rule of communication is
交流的第一条原则是
be honest, or
或者说是要诚实。
对，
好，大家说。
Number two,
第二条
keep current.Second rule of communication is to keep current.
第二条交流的方式就是要及时。
You, letter A.
第一小点。
You must be committed to solving problems.
就是你必须本身去解决问题，解决问题。
Number one, keeping current means to not let problems build up.
第一条，保持及时，就及时的话，就是说不要让问题积累。
But instead to deal with them so that you are current or up to date in your problem solving.
而是要去解决，这样的话你就在你的解决这个问题上是及时。
If you look in your Bibles,
如果你看你的圣经
in verse 26,
在二十六节
in your anger, do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪
Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
不可含怒到日落
If you don't communicate,
如果你不交流,
more and more problems will occur.
越来越多的问题就会积累出来。
It's kind of like harvesting vegetables.
是就好像一些蔬菜的种子很难看到。
It's got to be tough when your translation is everyone knows how you're doing with it, right? Yeah, sorry. But it's kind of like harvesting vegetables.
哦，就好像收获蔬菜一样，是吧？
We have five tomato plants on the other side of our fence. James, I don't know if you've noticed that we're on the back. Tomato plants.
在我们院子的这个篱笆的另一边，我不知道这个有没有看到的，我们有五个西红柿树。
In fact, you guys have probably seen more than one in the yard.
你是不是可能看到过老人割草地？
There are neighbors across the street.
他们是我们街对面的邻居。
And so when we're going to pick tomatoes, which we kind of need to do today, actually, because there's so many tomatoes.
当我们去采摘这个西红柿的时候，我们今天要做的，因为有很多。
I'll pick a tomato.And I'll put it in a bowl.
我拿一个，然后把它放在。
Oh, in a bowl.
哦，放在一个碗里。
Yeah. Or you could use a sack.
或者是你可以用个袋子。
Sometimes I use my shirt.
是，有时候我用我的袋子。
And harvesting tomatoes can kind of be like not communicating about problems.
摘西红柿就好像是不交流我们的问题。
If someone offends you, you pick that tomato and you put it in the basket.
如果有人得罪了你，你把这个西红柿摘下来，放在篮子里。
Or the bowl, or the shirt.
或者是碗里。
However you harvest your tomato.
或者是用什么方式来收获。
And you don't communicate about the problem.
然后你不关不对这个问题。
And you don't communicate about the problem.
然后你也不讲问题。
And you don't communicate about the problem.
你也不讲问题。
And then what happens?
什么时候会发生这样的呢?
You just dump that bowl.
然后你就把这些最后一起把它丢出来。
And it all comes out later.
他们都在最后都要出来。
And you hear about things that happened a long time ago.
然后你就听到人给你讲到你很久很久以前的问题。
Months ago.
几个月以前的问题。
Years ago.
多少年前的问题。
Because that person was not.Keeping current.
因为这个人的交流不及时。
They were not solving today's problems.
他们不是解决今天的问题，把今天的问题今天解决。
Lying is not sin, but number two, lying is sin rather, but anger may not be. Lying is sin, but anger may not be.
但是生气呢，并不一定是。
The Bible says, "In your anger, do not sin."
圣经说到生气却不要犯罪。
In your anger, or another way to translate it is to be angry.
或者换一个话
like I have on the screen.
翻译一下，基本上是尹光平老师的。你可以生气，生气。
Did Jesus ever get angry when he was on the earth?
耶稣在地球上的时候，他有没有生气过、生过气呢
？When?
什么时候？
When he was cleansing the temple.
当他在洁净圣殿的时候。
Do you think he walked up to the table and just gently laid it over?
你是否认为他走到这个桌子前，然后轻轻地把它放倒
？Just very carefully.
非常小心。
Very gently.
非常温柔的。
No.
不是。
What do you think he did?
你认为他做了什么呢
？I think he threw the tables.
他把他们丢在地上。
He was angry.
他很生气。
He was angry because his father's house was being misused.
他很生气，因为他父亲的圣殿被乱用。
He cleansed the temple twice in his ministry.
在他的传道中，他洁净圣殿两次。
Once at the beginning of his public ministry, and once at the end of his public.
一次是他在刚刚开始传道。一次是在坚定委屈的时候。
One of the times he wove a whip out of leather.
神的儿子在神的圣殿中拿着一个鞭子。
I would love to see that on Blu-ray.
我很爱看这个，当他被这个激光来放出来，这样电视放出来。
I don't know if God will let us see that when we get to heaven or not.
我不知道，我刚到天堂的时候，神会不会让我们看这个影像。
But I'd like to see that.
但我真的想看。
I would also like to see Jesus walking on the water.
我也想看耶稣基督行在水面上。
And feeding the 5,000.
然后喂饱五千人。
But when Jesus was cleansing the temple, he was angry.
但是当耶稣当他在洁净圣殿的时候，他非常愤怒。
Certain things ought to make us angry.
有些事情的时候，我们应当愤怒。
When people are harmed, it ought to make us angry.
当人们很困难的时候，当人们心硬的时候，我们确实需要生气。
I don't remember who said this.
我不记得是谁说的。
Maybe one of you remembers.
也许当中一个人很帮助我记住。
But all that is required for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. All that is required. I spoke to a woman yesterday.
我昨天跟一个女人说。
At Dunlap Days.
在 Dunlap.
Did you go?
有没有去？
No. Oh, you got so excited. I thought maybe you went. Maybe you wanted to go.
也许你曾经想去。
Yes. Beware of the swinger.
小时候。
There's a ride called the swinger.
有一个小时候那个修仙。
I almost got sick after the swinger.
我在那天跳完之后，我都很头晕。
I was there with my daughter Lauren and one of her friends.
我在那里和我的女儿Lauren 还有她的朋友们。
There was a politician there.
还有一个政客。
She's running for office. She had her shirt, which was a walking advertisement.
她正在竞选，她想，她穿了一个衬衫。这个衬衫上有惊险的言语。
She asked me for my vote.
她要我投她的票。
I asked her if she was pro-life.
我问她是不是在堕胎这个问题上的观点。
She hesitated.
她犹豫了。
Because she belongs to a political party whose official position is not pro-life.
因为她是一个政党，这个政党的官方的立场是是不反对堕胎的。
I did not yell at her.
我不会跟她叫。
But I had some energy.
但我有些能量。
And I asked her.
我问她。
How can you belong to a party that promotes abortion and you call yourself pro-life?
我问他，你怎么能够在这一个政党中却声称自己是反对堕胎呢？
She got a little nervous.
还有点紧张了。
I wasn't trying to embarrass her in a public setting.
我并不是想在这公共场合下让她很紧张。
But she asked me for my vote.
但是其实她要我的投票。
And I asked her about the most important issue of our day.
我还问她关于我们今天的一些很重要的问题。
And that's life.
就是关于生命。
I quoted her the prophet Jeremiah.
我向她引述了耶利米书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
在我生你之前。
I quoted her David from Psalm 139.
我向她引用了大卫从诗篇第三十一篇中。
You formed my inward parts.
你。
You knit me in my mother's womb.
你造我里面的内里，你在我的娘胎中编织我。
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我赞美你，因为我被当初我我受到在本书中就受到了。
My
的提高
is gone.
没了。
And I find it with my daughter's stuff in the other bathroom because you cheese used it in another one.
然后我在我女儿的卫生间里面找到它了，因为她在她的另外一个地方用到它了。
Does that bother you a little bit?
这是不是会让你觉得很难受呢？
It bothered me.
也真的让我很难受。
Now what do I do with that energy?
那我怎么样来使用这些能量呢？ 如果这是这样的事情发生的话，那一定是在他心中有着他很多。
3 says you'll distort subsequent problems if you don't keep current.
第三条文讲了说，你会使接下来的发生的事情用去了，如果你不及时的交流的话。
Number 4, you will endanger marital intimacy.
第四条就是说，你会使婚姻的亲密关系置于危险之地。
The special physical relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻之间特殊的物理身体的关系。
And it should only be between husband and wife.
只能在丈夫和妻子之间发生关系。
It doesn't matter if the world is not practicing it.
不管世界是不是这样的操作。
Christians should practice purity.
基督徒必须超越纯洁。
But within marriage,
但是在婚姻中,
poor communication is going to really harm that aspect of the marriage relationship.
一个很糟糕的交流的话，真的是会损害这个关系。
If you're really angry with one another,
如果你们真的彼此生气的话,
you're not going to want to spend that intimate time with each other.
你就不会想彼此有这个亲密的关系。
You will set the stage for spiritual discouragement, number 5.
第五条就是说，你又搭了一个让人很沮丧的舞台，在心灵上沮丧的舞台。Which is why
you must deal with problems quickly, letter C.
所以这也就是说，你必须要尽快的解决问题，及时的解决。Number
1, don't carry them over into tomorrow.
不要把问题留到明天。
Number 2, you'll get a fresh load tomorrow.
因为明天你还会有明天的问题。A
problem. Number 3, you must not gunny sack or internalize problems.
第三条就是你不要内化你的问题。This
is what I was talking about earlier with the vegetables.
这就是我一开始所讲的那个在西红柿。
You know, the gunny sack was something that was used to harvest vegetables.
这个瓦钩就是收集番茄的袋子。Don't
let them build up.
不要积累的。Now
let me give you 6 questions to ask before bringing up a sticky problem and we'll be done.
现在我给大家6个问题来最后讨论我们怎么样面对难缠的问题。Number
1, have I removed the log from my own?
第一条就是说我有没有除去我眼睛中的梁木。
Imagine if I had a telephone pole sticking out of my head.
想象一下，我有一个望远镜，电话杆，电话亭的杆子在我的眼睛。And
I come up to my friend James, and I said, James, looks like you got a little bit of sawdust in your eye.
然后我跟James说，我说看起来你眼睛里面还有一个蜂窝。
Hey, that's really bothering me.
这有没有让你觉得难受？
Did you take that out, please?
你能不能把那个蜂窝取出来？
Well, I've got the pole sticking out of my head.
然后我有杆子在我的眼睛里插。
See, that's ridiculous.
这简直就是荒谬。
That was Jesus' point in Matthew 7:3-5.
这就是在耶稣在马太福音7章7到5节。
First, take the log out of your own eye.
首先把你眼睛的梁子拿出来。
And then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's.
然后你才能看清楚，去把别人的蜂窝拿出来。
Take care of your own sin first.
也就解决你个人的罪，首先。
Even if it's 90% them and 10% you.
即便是90%都是其他人的事，只有10%是你的问题。Take
care of your 10% first.
先解决你的10%的问题。Number
2.
第二个,
do I have the facts?
我们有没有把事实搞清楚？Proverbs
18:13 talks about this.
在诗篇第十八篇十三节里说到。
He who answers a matter before he hears it is folly and shame.
箴言18:13说到，未曾听见先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Number 3, is my attitude right?
第三条，我的态度是对的。
Number 4,
第四条,
is my timing right?
我的时机有没有对？
Sometimes you hear the expression, don't go to bed angry.
比如说你听到说不要在愤怒中上床。
And that's usually a good statement. But the Bible says, let not the sun go down on your anger.
但圣经说,
it's an expression for dealing with it as quickly as possible.
但是表,就是要表达,
sometimes it might be better to go to bed and deal with it in the morning when you've had some rest.
有些时候呢,也许是先睡觉,
Number five.
第五条,
are my words loving?
我的言语是否,
are my words loving?
我的话语是否充满爱?
Proverbs 31:26, speaking of the virtuous woman.
在箴言第三十一篇二十六节，我讲到一个有很多优点的女人。In
her mouth is the law of kindness.
她开口就发智慧。And
number six, have I prayed for God's help?
再下一条第六条，我有没有祷告求神的帮助？
These are six questions to ask before bringing up a sticky problem. Have I removed the log from my own eye? Do I have the facts right? Is my attitude right? Is my timing right? Are my words loving? Have I prayed for God's
help?
James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask.
在雅各书第四章第二节说到，你得不着，因为你没有求。
What's the first rule of communication?
交流的第一条是什么？
Be honest.
要诚实。
What's the second rule of communication?
第二条呢？
Keep current.
要及时解决。
What's the third and the fourth rules of communication?
第三条,第四条呢?
Come back next month.
下一个月我们讲。
And we'll talk about it. I will let you know what they are right now so you can be thinking about it. Attack the problem, not the person. It's not
clear. 对着问题,而不是对着人。
It's not on the screen.
不在荧光屏上。
I'm just telling you. Attack the problem, not the person.
攻击问题,而不是攻击人。
And act, don't react.
Oh.
He'll have more time to prepare when I give him the notes early. Before I pray, how's your communication?
你的交流怎么样?
What's the talk like in your home?
你家里的关于交流的声是怎么样?
Do you need to ask someone's forgiveness?
你是否需要求别人原谅你呢?
Do you need to go to someone today?
是否需要做今天的这样做呢?
And say, I was wrong, will you forgive me?
然后说我错了，你愿不愿意原谅我呢?
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up.
在神面前谦卑的话, 他就会使你这样开起来。
Let's stand for a minute.
来起立祷告。